the candidates are meeting behind closed doors with people and groups that they are really lobbying to get their support from. So you will not see them outside talking to people. But yes, there is campaigning, but it's not visible.
Do you think that there is any front runner for the presidency?
You know, you have some people who, of course, have a soft spot for the only female candidate from Cape Verde because they would like to see a female leadership. But these are personal opinions. It has nothing to do with what is being reported as to who is the front runner. At this point, all the candidates really have equal chances of being elected.
Do you think the Zimbabwean contestant has got any chance of winning this presidency?
Some of the feedback I received with regards to the candidate from Zimbabwe, as you know, he's been at the ADB for a long time as a staff member, and some people are definitely in support of his candidacy. They would like to see him head the bank, given his long experience with the bank.
So now what is going on right now at this meeting? Can you just give us a short brief?
Today there will be the official opening ceremony of the meeting with the presence of over five heads of state and government, including the president of Benin, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia, and the president of Gabon as well. And there was a very good discussion on the role that government can play in terms of leading African countries in better economic prosperity. And yesterday was the meeting of the board of governors in closed sessions. Tomorrow, the candidate will start meeting the board of governors in terms of one-on-one discussion with regards to their candidacy at the head of the ADB. And Thursday, there will be the election of the new president.